Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.82, down 3.25 on the open. September, 4.91, down 5.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 4.91, down 4.75 on the open. September, 5.03, down 6.25. December, 5.09, down 8.25. March, 5.15, down 8.25 on the open. July corn opened at 3.75, down 1 on the open. September, 3.75, down 2.5. December, 3.74, down 3.5. March, 3.86, down 2.75. May, 3.93, down 3. July, 3.98, down 3. December of 2008, 3.93.25, down 2.5 on the open. July soybeans opened at 7.89, down 3.75 on the open. August, 7.96, down 3.5. September, 8.03, down 4. November, 8.18, down 3.25. January, 8.28, down 3.5. March, 8.31.5, down 4.5. May, 8.32, down 5.5. July, 8.41. Down 5.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 212.60, down 60 on the open. August, 215, down 80. July soybean oil opened at 34.70, down 3 on the open. August, 34.90, down 7. At the Merck, May feeders open at 109.35, up 2.5 on the open. August, 113.20, up 10. September, 112.85, down 2.5. October, 111.90, unchanged on the open. June live cattle open at 92.85, down 10 on the open. August, 92.65, down 7.5. October, 96.45, down 7.5. December, 96, down 12.5 on the open. June lean hogs opened at 75.60, unchanged on the open. July, 74.75, down 12.5. August, 74.30, down 5. October, 67, up 10 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 104 even, unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is located in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Since we last talked, your lead option soybeans have switched from the May to the July, and those July beans have gone almost straight up in the last week. In fact, in this week, going above a downtrend line, if drawn from the February highs through the April highs. Technically speaking, what does all this strength imply for the next, couple of weeks?
Well, it probably means that we're probably at a short-term high. It's so bullish that it's time for a setback, probably, Dave. And that's kind of where I lean, I guess. We've been up for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks here. That's usually about the length of what soybeans go up before they have a setback. You look at some of your technical indicators, they're kind of situated, which does indicate the market is a little bit overbought. So it wouldn't surprise me that we would consolidate some. If it's a real bullish situation, we could maybe extend it on out another week or two. But somewhere in here, the beans will be probably ripe to make a cycle high, an 8 to 9 week cycle high, and then kind of have a period of consolidation or setback. But I think what the bean market is telling you is that the corn planters are really planting corn. We may even have less acres than what USGA indicated on the March report. So I think that tells you why the corn market is struggling in here. The corn crop, for all practical purposes, is planted. There might be some areas still of some problem areas, but I think the market is thinking that maybe 90 million or more is getting planted, and then that means less soybean acres are being planted, so that's given the strength of soybeans to go higher. I think it also tells you that there's some people probably short-bought this market on soybeans. Looking at this year's carryout of 600 million bushels, I think a lot of people were preparing for pretty good country movement activity in soybeans this spring or early summer. That's not materializing. Kind of similar to maybe what the situation was last fall with corn. So the beans have been pretty strong in here, but I do think they're probably vulnerable to a period of consolidation at least, if not maybe a little setback.
And as you suggested, the corn, lots of acres being planted, and one must wonder, I suppose, whether or not that the numbers that we saw on the May WASDE reports for ending stocks for new crop will be the lowest of the year?
Well, that's a weather issue. I mean, I mentioned that last week in WILL, the Commodity Week deal, and basically the reason I said that is basically USGA took a fairly conservative yield approach on that balance sheet. Now, for the last couple of years, we've kind of stopped out at this 149 or 148, 149, 150 area, and that may be the case again this year. But that depends a lot probably on July weather is the key here. If we have a cool, wet-type summer, we could have, you know, maybe yields 155 or so. So that's a weather issue at this point forward. But, you know, what the balance sheet does suggest is that we do have to have generally favorable weather. Otherwise, yields could slip down below this 150 and then we would, you know, have to go into a demand rationing mode or supply rationing mode at some point in time, you know, maybe before the marketing year starts.
Meanwhile, lead option futures in the corn, the July, meandering anywhere between, I'll say, 393 and 354. Anything on the horizon that might suggest a breakout either way in this range?
Not yet. But if you do look at the market, you know, you have the July, you have the September, you have the December, all trading pretty much the same price. So you have over the past month or so, you've seen bull spread work. The July has come in with the December. Now, if July begins to start climbing above the December, then that would maybe that's kind of a bullish indication. But no, we're still in that sideways trading range, and I think one has to be worried with it because if we start breaking to the downside, I think that would pretty well tear up everybody's marketing plan of trying to sell this thing higher, and the thing would go a whole lot lower than what anybody would imagine. And I think, you know, if we break to the downside, that tells you that we must have, you know, we're having favorable weather, you know, improved yield prospects, maybe got, you know, more acres of corn planted than the 90 million, and demand may not be quite as strong as what everybody thinks. So right now you're in the, you know, in this trading range waiting for some additional news to come along to kind of tell us one way or the other. Maybe we didn't get the full 90 million planted. Maybe we only got 88 million planted. And those are all things that we may not know until the end of June for sure. We're going to have a lot of private estimates out here. But you got to keep in mind, private estimates are basically just defending that particular firm's position, I think, than anything. So that's why everybody kind of weights the USGA's numbers a whole lot more than private firm numbers.
You've been pretty optimistic for the wheat market. And this week we topped over the $5 mark, and now we're beginning to drift a little bit lower, gapped lower off the opening bell today. Have we seen the top at this week?
There's reason to think that all of these markets may have put in a short-term top, and now we're vulnerable to a decline into a June low, and then we'll kind of wait and see then, you know, what the June-July weather is, whether or not we need to go higher or we just continue the decline. The wheat market, by, you know, we're going to start getting into yield reports. We'll see if the yields are coming in better than expected or less than expected. That'll be the key probably in wheat. And then the key in soybeans, what kind of weather pattern do we have after wheat harvest, whether it's going to be conducive for double crop soybean plantings, or if we're in a dry period, we may not see a lot of double crop soybean planting. So we've got a lot of weather in front of us and a lot of uncertainty into the marketplace. But the market, you know, at the moment is somewhat what I would consider technically overbought and vulnerable to at least a period of consolidation.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.